20 years ago this month, Americans were introduced to the romantic sounds of the Buena Vista Social Club. It was an unlikely group of stars, mostly elderly musicians from Cuba playing very old-fashioned music. But when the group's debut album was released in 1997, it wound up selling millions of records around the world. NPR's Anastasia Tsiulkas went back to hear more.
The Buena Vista Social Club started out as a very different album from the one you know. The previous year, British record producer Nick Gold and American guitarist Ry Cooder had the idea to show the connections between Cuban music and West African music. They arranged for a group of artists from Mali to record in Havana with musicians from the island. But Gold says that, as often happens, bureaucracy got in the way.
The Africans couldn't make the trip because of passports were sent to Burkina Faso to get visas and they didn't come back. So the Africans couldn't come.
Time was already booked at Cuba's national record label. Its main studio was built by RCA Victor in the 1940s. Before the revolution in 59, everyone, from Cuban stars to Nat King Cole, recorded there.
The actual room has got the nicest sound I've ever heard in any studio. It has this beautiful natural reverb.
Golden Cooter had the room, and Cuban bandleader Juan Marcos Gonzalez had already assembled a cadre of great Cuban musicians, some of whom were in their 70s and even late 80s. So Gold says they decided to record the group they had.
Yeah, we knew we had something amazing. I mean, I don't know if we knew that it would be financially or commercially successful, but we knew something amazing was going down.
Nick Gold says that some of these older musicians had once been famous in Cuba, and some of them had not. But they were ready for their moment in the spotlight.
They knew they had nothing to prove. They knew why they were there.
Some of them hadn't performed in years. In 1999, Ry Cooder told WHYY's Fresh Air that he asked band leader Juan de Marcos Gonzalez if anyone still sang the old-fashioned ballads called boleros.
When we asked, does anybody still sing this way, this beautiful high-tenor lyric voice, he says, there's only one guy left. It's only one man. And this Ibrahim Ferrer, and he's hard to find, and he's on the street somewhere, and I'll go find him. Then he went out, and he came back 2 hours later with this really strange-looking fellow. He's just very skinny, moves like an old cat.
Ferrer was 69 years old at the time, and shining shoes to earn a bit of money.
So what do you want me for? I don't sing anymore. Who wants me? And I look at this guy, and I'm thinking, this is somebody. You know, this guy's heavy. Put him up in front of a microphone and see what he's going to do here.
Dos gardenias para ti, con ella quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida, ponle todas tu atención, que serán tu corazón y el mío.
The massive success of the Buena Vista Social Club changed the musicians' lives for the better. Nick Gold's label, World Circuit, made a string of group projects and solo albums showcasing the individual artists' talents. 2 years after the first Buena Vista album came out, filmmaker Wim Wenders directed an art house hit. Producer Nick Gold jokes that Buena Vista became a kind of cottage industry.
You know, here's the magazine, here's the book, here's the fridge magnet, and so forth.
But Gold says it was never intended that way. It was just a perfect storm of people, talent, and resources.
It was a very, very organic process because it was the right time and right place for so many of the people involved.
2 decades have passed, and several of the original members of the Buena Vista Social Club, including Ibrahim Ferrer, have died. but their music can still be heard throughout the island. On a reporting trip 2 years ago, I spent some time in Old Havana, the neighborhood where tourists congregate. The musicians you hear on the street corners aren't playing current styles like reggaeton or hip-hop or even salsa. They're playing music by the Buena Vista Social Club. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.